If you were around the nation's capital early this year, you probably remember the piles of snow that fell and fell and fell and just wouldn't stop falling. Many Feds stayed home and some teleworked at the National Defense University. They taught people about information security. Leaders there deployed a virtual classroom to make sure their students didn't miss a beat. The work is now being recognized with a 2010 Government Information Security Leadership Award, a GISLA Award they won in the Workforce Improvement category. Joining us with details is Mark Duke, the Associate Professor of Systems Management and Information Assurance at NDU. Mr. Duke, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me this morning.
So tell us about your team's job.
Well, as lately as information security, cybersecurity has really taken a strong focus in the workforce, our teaching has really picked a big pace up, and it's one of the most taught courses here at the university, and there's such a backlog of trying to get into the courses. This past year, during the snowstorm, I actually had agreed to take on 60 students, thinking that I was going to teach them in person, what we call resident. And then, unfortunately, this snowstorm just kind of creeped up on us all of a sudden. And I had students not just from DOD, the federal government, and international students from all over the globe.
And so tell us about the virtual classroom. What did it consist of? What was the experience of those students?
Well, and it's quite unique. We do use a system known as Blackboard, but some of the unique things is there are many different apps or applications within Blackboard to use, and we used a lot of we built podcast, and then we use built a videocast to give it more of a live feeling instead of having them read constantly where you can just get bored of reading. So we really changed it up, made it interactive, especially when we're talking across from DOD to a federal government perspective. You need to keep that flavor, interesting.
Now, tell me about the logistics for this. Did you think, oh my goodness, we're going to have to cancel the class? Oh, wait, we have Blackboard. Or were you able to make that a seamless transition? How did that work?
I currently teach online classes. Unfortunately, I wasn't prepared for this one because I was focusing on teaching the 60 in resident, and it was literally 24/7. I literally worked 24/7 for a good 5 days, just keeping this course together, keeping everybody interactive and engaged throughout the learning process. As you could imagine, a lot of students were like, oh, professor, I've got snow to shovel. I've got this. I said, I understand. But unfortunately, we're all going to work through this together.
Now, Fort McNair is not the most accessible place, even in good weather. And so did you have to be there, or could you do it from where you were stuck at home, perhaps?
No, actually, every one of my professors on the staff were able to work from home. No one had to come in. No one had to put their family or themselves at risk. And the unique thing is that we've got a really innovative staff here, and it keeps on the edge of using technology to help resource the classroom environment, whether it's a virtual classroom or whether it's a resident classroom.
Is there a way you can explain how this can be applied to other agencies? It just seems like what you did was unique and innovative enough that we might be able to apply it in different aspects of all of our work.
Yes, and it's actually really a unique thing because it's picked a big pace up. It's really made this university reach out to a much wider audience. And several other universities have contacted me and said, hey, how did you do it? Can you help us? You know, in case we don't want to lose our student base during any type of natural disaster or inclement weather. And one of the things that we are working here now at the university is really taking advantage of technology as an advantage and not trying to use it as a crutch.
Yeah, sounds like something that people could use to have meetings and briefings as well during emergencies. And I'm curious about the Blackboard function that you mentioned. This is a product, I take it. And does it have an audio component? Can you hear and talk to one another? Or?
Absolutely. We have different types of applications where we have video, where we could actually get in, and if individuals have webcams, we can create not only audio but video. And then it has many other different areas where we have chat modes where we can actually do live chatting, or we can do live whiteboarding. In other words, if we're going to draw a security diagram, other folks from across the world can add something to that same diagram live. And it's really interactive, and it makes everything real, live, and important, relevant to the course material.
We're talking with Professor Mark Duke at National Defense University, and I wanted to switch gears just a bit. Information assurance, of course, as you know, very quickly changing landscape. How do you adapt to those changes, deploying that training and staying ahead of that curve?
Well, it's unique because I always tell the students one following comment, and it kind of gives the thrust of the entire course. That is, if you can understand the conveniences of the technology we all use at home or at work, this is where the threats lie. And the conveniences, we all love to trade off security for the conveniences of life. And the technology we use, primarily the worst conveniences, our cell phone. That is the biggest weak link in the chain of security today, whether it's at home or whether it's at work. And so in order to stay up with it, we've constantly got to look at the conveniences, the new technologies, the conveniences, and look at the trade-off of security.
And do you ever worry that somebody bad might be tuning into the Blackboard session and adding information or taking information that you really don't want them to be doing?
That constantly bothers me because I work hard. That's information that I put out there that's not only for the course, but it's capital info that I've built myself for the college here and the university, and I certainly don't want others coming in taking it or what we call changing the confidentiality or the integrity of the information.
So Blackboard is password protected and behind a firewall
it
and
is
all
indeed.
That?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you see any specific trends when it comes to threats to information security?
Well, some of the trends we see today is most people have a false sense of security, and therefore we tend to start using what we call soft firewall software applications instead of what we call hardware applications. And one of those trends is we've got to get folks realizing that software applications is just a first line of defense. It's not the defense. And we've got to get people to understand that in order to stay up with the emerging sense of changing technologies, we have to have a security layered approach, or what we call in DOD a defense in depth approach.
And that includes the people in that chain of parts.
Absolutely.
Too, doesn't
and,
it?
And people think that technology is the solution to security, but it's actually the people is the actual process. And without trained and educated people in the workforce, security is just waiting to bite us all.
In other words, you have to have the good meatware to take care of the software, I guess.
Absolutely.
Is the way you put it nowadays. Mark Duke is Associate Professor of Systems Management and Information Assurance at National Defense University. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Good luck out there.
And you can find more information and links at our website, federalnewsradio.com.